His check on stores we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Well, last night at its regular planning and zoning meeting, the Falls Village Planning and Zoning Commission last night at Town Hall unanimously approved that affordable housing project proposed by the Falls Village Housing Trust for River Road. Opponents said they have a petition ready to file to put a yay or nay vote up on that with the town. COVID-19 update from Region 1 yesterday, the North Canaan Elementary School. Out of an abundance of caution, North Canaan Elementary School is closed today to allow for completion of contact tracing and to clean and sanitize the school. Due to the short notice, there'll be no distance learning today. Teachers and staff can meet with Dr. Roy. Roy will be in communication with all North Canaan families on Sunday, October 25th, with information about the reopening of school on Monday, the 26th. The Region 1 families and staff received the notification yesterday regarding two new positive COVID-19 cases within the North Canaan Elementary School community. All family members associated with those cases have been quarantined and are symptom-free. The individuals will remain at home in quarantine during the direction provided by the Torrington Area Health District. Out of an abundance of caution, school will be closed today to allow for the completion of tracing and to clean and sanitize the school. Dr. Roy will be in communication with all North Canaan families by Sunday with information about the reopening of school now scheduled for Monday, October 26. I'll be interviewing Dr. Mark Herko today on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio at 7:20, which has now reported a few staff members that tested positive for COVID-19. According to a report from Maria Horn, that number is in the single digits, and the hospital is actively doing contact tracing with the Department of Public Health in order to determine the source of the infection. None are reported to be seriously ill. All are quarantining. The hospital has only one COVID-positive patient recently who was admitted within the last week for surgery and tested positive while there. Sharon Hospital also has changed its entry points in order to have safer flow of people into and out of the hospital. They've opened the front entrance for patients. The side entrance will be used for emergencies and employees. Meanwhile, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American had a report on the status of Gear Village yesterday. As of yesterday, 7 staff members and 19 residents, a total of 26, had been identified as infected with COVID-19. And as of yesterday, according to Gear officials, no one has become seriously sick. There are no cases at Gear Nursing and Rehabilitation. Robin Hood Radio yesterday got a telephone call from Roberta Foster, an employee at Gear Village in the memory care unit. She currently is at Charlotte Hungerford Hospital in Torrington. She's been there all week fighting off COVID-19, was almost put on a ventilator 2 days ago. She's feeling a little better yesterday, telling me that was the first day she did not think that she would die. Roberta also informed us that 2 members of her family now have also contracted COVID-19. Roberta just wanted to confirm to us that indeed there are some serious cases that did develop. A staff member at Dutchess County Bosse's Alternative High School in Poughkeepsie died over the weekend after testing positive for COVID-19 earlier this month, according to the district superintendent. The school had been in hybrid learning since the beginning of the semester, and the employee came into contact with students and staff immediately prior to his October 6th diagnosis. However, students and employees were told to isolate following contact tracing efforts, and they said no other known cases have resulted from the employee's positive case. The school is preparing to reopen Monday after being closed since October the 7th. In Massachusetts, the Department of Public Health said new cases hit nearly 1,000 statewide on Thursday, 986 to be specific. 30 people died. The Department of Public Health said 30 new deaths were reported in Massachusetts, pushing the statewide total to over 9,589. The case totals and death counts in neighboring counties: Franklin up 11 to 456, Hampshire up 10 to 153, Hampton up 86 to 9,305. 118,000 people in Massachusetts with COVID-19 have recovered. By the way, Berkshire County's death toll stood at 51 as of yesterday, with confirmed case count up 2 to 744. Region 1 Board of Education has their policy subcommittee coming up this morning meeting. It's 11 o'clock. It's via Zoom. New Yorkers get the chance to vote early for a presidential election for the first time this year, joining 42 other states that offers voters a chance to cast in-person ballots prior to Election Day. Starting tomorrow, registered voters can vote in person at designated only voting sites in their county. The early voting period runs through Sunday, November 1st, 2 days before Election Day. New York first began offering early voting in 2019, the result of a package of voting reforms approved by the governor and a Democratic state legislature earlier in the year. North Canaan Board of Selectmen have their community cleanup day coming up on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. at the North Canaan Town Hall parking lot. You can sign up by emailing selectmen@northcanaan.org. Just bring yourselves. They'll have trash bags, gloves, and other supplies. Jacko Library Contest with the Hotchkiss Library and Sharon Audubon will be getting underway October 24th. They're teaming up at the Audubon Center, hosting a free, fun pumpkin trail daily from dawn until dusk from Saturday, October 24th through Sunday, November 8th. More information is available at sharon.audubon.org and hotchkisslibrary.org. Hope Rising Farm has their first annual Open Barn Day October 24th, the rain date October 25th. Barn activities 12 to 3, tag sale from 9:30 to 4. Face masks and social distancing are required. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 28,363.66, the NASDAQ 11,506.01, and the S&P 500 at 3453.49. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.